You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Here's everything Nintendo did and didn't announce at E3 by Julie Muncy. Greetings and welcome back to Wired's ongoing E3 coverage. What have you missed since yesterday? A lot, actually. The bulk of the news came from Nintendo's presentation, so we'll start there. But there's plenty more to get through. Here are the big stories and the big absences from the last 24 hours at gaming's biggest confab. Nintendo's sequel to The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, looks spooky. Easily the biggest news to come out of E3 yesterday was Nintendo's announcement that the company is already working on a sequel to The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. What's intriguing about the teaser Nintendo released at the show is the huge tonal shift from the previous game. It's Zelda and Link in an eerie underground crypt, accessing some forbidden technology and energy source radiating from the skeleton of a long-dead royal. Something happens. Link seems to be injured, and then? Who knows what happens next? It looks a lot more eerie than the last game, while seemingly being a direct sequel, which isn't super common in the world of Zelda. Also, a more active princess is exciting, especially when we see Link possibly out of commission. Playable Zelda? I mean, probably not. But there's a chance. A new Animal Crossing is coming, but it's delayed for work-life balance reasons. Do you love calm villages with happy animals and an impeccably decorated house? Then you're probably eagerly anticipating the next Animal Crossing game. Well, guess what? We have good news and bad news. The good news is that the game has a name, Animal Crossing New Horizons. The bad news is that it's been postponed to March 20th, 2020. What's most interesting isn't the delay itself, but Nintendo's reasoning for it. To avoid crunch. Nintendo of America president Doug Bowser explained the delay to IGN by saying that, "For us, one of our key tenets is that we bring smiles to people's faces. And we talk about that all the time. It's our vision. Or our mission, I should say. For us, that applies to our own employees. We need to make sure they have good work-life balances." It's not very common for a company to talk about crunch in public, let alone cite a game delay as being due to an attempt to avoid the practice. It'll be interesting to see if there's more frank conversation like this in the future. No new Switch console models were anywhere to be found at E3. The most surprising Nintendo news from E3, though, might be what wasn't announced: new Switch models. Although they're rumored to be coming this year, no hint of either a souped-up Switch or a smaller, portable model was anywhere to be found. This doesn't mean that they're not coming, mind you, but it probably means that fans might not be seeing them this year, or at least not before the holidays. And, of course, a streamer got banned from E3. Let's end the day with some ridiculous news because gaming is a ridiculous industry. Dr. Disrespect, a popular Twitch streamer who is precisely what he sounds like, streamed from an E3 bathroom on Tuesday and, according to Kotaku, shared footage of other people and himself using urinals. Unsurprisingly, Dr. Disrespect was promptly suspended from both Twitch and E3. Best news we've heard all week.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.